USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the articles of impeachment against former President Trump will arrive soon.
I've spoken to Speaker Pelosi, who informed me that the articles will be delivered to the Senate on Monday.
The New York Democrat also saying the former president will receive a fair and full trial in the Senate, but he did not say when it will start. The United States saw a slight drop in the number of daily deaths from the coronavirus on Thursday. The COVID tracking project saying just over 3,800 people died from coronavirus, down from just over 4,000 the day before. The confirmation parade continues for President Joe Biden, Lloyd Austin becoming the first black defense secretary, the Senate confirming the retired Army general in a 93-2 vote. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Governors across the nation are bringing their National Guard troops from Washington, D.C. home after reports that troops were kicked out of the Capitol overnight. One of those governors, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, saying,
"Well, you know, when people call for help, we're always willing to stand up. The men and women of the New Hampshire National Guard, they take on any challenge, and they've really been phenomenal. They never complain. They headed down and they did a great job, as we did, I think, the National Guard of all across this country, 25,000 of them. So needless to say, when we saw some of the images that were coming back, heard some of the stories, you know, my Guard's men and women, they don't complain. And I'm not going to let them sit in a situation after serving the country so bravely, doing what they had to do in the nation's capital during a lot of time of real strife, to be put in a situation of that kind of disrespect. So I pulled them out immediately this morning."
Patrick Mahomes is expected to be under center Sunday for the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. ESPN reporting the Kansas City quarterback is out of concussion protocol. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Dr. Anthony Fauci announced on Thursday that the United States is rejoining the World Health Organization. One of the nation's top infectious disease experts, Dr. Anthony Fauci, saying that China and the WHO led the way in the fight against the coronavirus. Regarding Fauci's statements that the WHO and China helped to fight the coronavirus, Leilani Chen is with the Hoover Institute.
They actively fought against the world knowing what China was doing early on. They actually colluded with the Chinese to claim that COVID could not be transmitted from human being to human being. Then they went and said China was doing a great job trying to contain the virus when, in fact, the virus had already left and infected 100,000 people in the region. And then subsequently, they continue to lavish praise on Chinese leader Xi Jinping about China's COVID response. So no, the WHO has done nothing but fail again and again. And now American taxpayers should be upset that $400 million a year are going to the WHO without any accountability from the organization whatsoever.
President Biden has ended the Trump-era policy of processing asylum seekers in Mexico. Under the Trump administration policy, migrants who sought asylum were told to remain in Mexico for months until their day in court. The Remain in Mexico policy was created because the government was unable to hear and decide claims in the 20-day limit that is allowed to detain families in immigration custody. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.